Hello and welcome to the Minimalist Tech Podcast, episode 72. And today we're going to talk about shredding. So I've had a goal in part of this like minimalism process, right? It started for me big items, like common items, clothes. And I'm at the point with clothes, for example, where I don't even need a dresser drawer anymore. I did things like, first I had a laundry basket, and then I cleared out enough clothes in my dresser drawers where I could use the bottom drawer as the laundry basket. And now I don't even use that because I just put things directly into the washing machine. And I've cleared out enough where I don't need to have anything at all. I don't even need to have a dresser drawer anymore because I have, you know. That's the process. And it goes specifically into, like, you know, choosing what type of socks you have instead of having mixed matched socks. You know, you figure out what your favorite sock is. And so that's what I ended up doing. And then I eventually found these shoes that are like toe shoes. They're called Vibram shoes. That's the brand. And so now I don't even need socks. I don't even wear socks because I just wear. So, went from having a crazy sock drawer to a sock drawer with one specific type of sock that I really liked, to no socks at all. And that's the process. It's like that with, you know, and then you just do that with one category called clothes, and you do it with each other category. And I've gotten to the point where there's enough that I've minimized out of the main categories that I am now pulling things out of storage that I had. I had some boxes at my parents' house, and I pulled some of those out and had those sitting on. I had one sitting on my floor here, and then I have another one to deal with also. And so it's like, you know, and then there's also a back room that I have with just a bunch of random stuff that I need to deal with. So it's kind of like I'm finally like in the quote unquote basement of my minimalist my clutter, basically. And now I need to go in and literally clear that out. And so what I've been doing for the past, 2 weeks, is, and this may sound silly to people or ridiculous, but I hired someone to the remote, but basically just as an accountability partner so that I go through these papers. These, you know, because most of these older boxes that I'm dealing with now are like old papers. And I just hate papers. I hate dealing with them. It's kind of like my kryptonite. I don't like paperwork or papers. It's a frustrating thing. Like in my little space here, I've went down to my office space. I went down from 4 filing cabinets down to 1. And I'm trying to get rid of that last one as well. And again, it's all papers. So basically I've set my goal to get rid of all this paperwork, you know, scan everything that I need and shred the rest. And because I hate it so much, because I despise the process of going through these papers so much, I literally, you know, like I said, I hired someone remotely, very, you know, reasonable rate, to just show up at a specific time every day, call in, and then I can just kind of like, if I get stuck on something, I just have somebody there that I can kind of talk it out with. And a lot of the times I'll just get into a groove, and I'm just, you know, once you get started, you start to see progress. So, I mean, like just over the last few days, I probably shredded like 10 bags worth of stuff. And I found, you know, I found stuff from like years ago that's ridiculous that I even saved it. And makes stuff that makes me so happy that I like didn't grow up with social media because, you know, I may have posted some of the silliness online. So it's like, at least I wrote it down and put it in a notebook or something. But now, like that, so like today it was just shredding all this stuff. It's just so ridiculous that I even have it. But, I guess I just, you move around some, you have some papers, they get into a drawer, they get put into something, and then maybe there's some intention to using in the future or whatever, and then literally you just forget about it. It's like the stuff that I've seen in these file folders that I've been going through, like I literally did not remember. It's like it was shocking of like what why do I have this and what, that kind of thing. So but the importance is that A, like if I, if I move, I don't want to carry these papers with me again. Like some of these papers that I've been shredding this past week or so literally have followed me around multiple states. One state, two state. And it could have been possible that like some of the stuff, like, at one point I just like maybe put it in my parents' house and then just forgot about it. It could have been early on. And I just never went back through that. So initially, like I, because they had a basement, so I put it in their basement and then, allowed myself to not to think about it. But the now that I'm going through and getting rid of this stuff, it's like I can also see the light at the end of the tunnel here, which, it's probably gonna take me another couple months, few months maybe, to really get through all this stuff. But because I have like some accountability, it might be actually much less than that. It's just a matter of, continuing that process. And, 'cause it's, the idea is like instead of having a basement with stuff in it or a back room with stuff in it, like what if you don't have it? There's almost like this like weird sense of security that like you have or that I've had felt or like I thought that I had because I had stuff in a back room or in a basement, even if the stuff is useless. It's like, well, at least I have stuff. But so moving into this place where like I went into a certain location, right? I thought that I had like an extra file box, and it turns out I've already gone through it and I already shredded everything. And there was like this sense of relief, like, oh, I don't have to deal with that. It's gone. So there is like a it's like a slight little fear, but it's mostly like an open, exciting openness, because literally you can reclaim space. First of all, I shouldn't have stuff at somebody else's place, right? I gotta get that stuff out of there because it's not fair to them to put stuff there. Like even if it's just some boxes that are sitting in the basement, still get it out of there, go through it, and get rid of the rest. And then for myself, it's literally freeing up space. So like that back room that was like historically, this little, it's not a huge room, this is a little room that had stuff in it that I've used as storage. If I can get to the point where there's nothing in there, that brings a whole new life and a whole new possibilities to that space. There's a new hobby that I'm very interested in. I'm very interested in welding because I want to, this whole like minimalist architecture, it to me is like steel, concrete, a little bit of wood, and glass. Like those are the materials that I'm fascinated with. And so if I learn to weld, then I could start to build some steel structures. And I could start with smaller things like, furniture and that kind of stuff. Perhaps some little, I don't know, like building structure things in the backyard just to get my skill up. And then I could potentially do larger things from there and start to maybe architect a space for myself that I really like, that is minimalist in the way that I like, and I desire. And so that theme of like the more you get rid of stuff, the more for myself it's allowing me to get into more of a producing, instead of consumption, it's a producing mindset. I'm still consuming raw materials, but I'm creating things that are unique, that, you know, just a little more exciting for me. I had a really great time creating the wallets that I did. I'm going to work on making a leather notebook. And so that's actually something I'm currently working on. Now that I feel like I've kind of perfected the wallet design that I've been working on for this past like year or so, as I learned that craft. So I can always make one, you know, potentially make them to sell, but I certainly, you know, have what I need. And now it's maybe something I can do either for sale or for gifts. And I think this welding thing could be a thing. But if I don't have the space to do it, it's not going to happen, right? It's not going to happen. But if I do have the space, then it's like, it's a whole new thing. It's a whole new thing. There's a lightness that's like, allows for freedom and creativity and productivity that having stuff around just doesn't. So anyway, that's what I'm working on. So I encourage those of you out there, if you have, you know, papers, especially if they're more than like, you know, 7 years old laying around, maybe it's time to pull those out and start to shredding. You know, get yourself a little shredder or rent one or whatever you got to do. Or maybe you got a little fireplace that you can have a bunch of fuel for. So that's it for today. I just wanted to put something out there that I have a bunch of ideas that I'm working on right now. Also, I mentioned before that I was writing a guide of how to have a minimalist iPhone. I hired an editor also to edit that, and it's basically done. I just need to make sure, I need to check into like the whole trademarky part of things, because I want to make sure I'm not stepping on trademark toes once I put a book out there, because that's a whole new thing. So we're checking into that, but once I can get over that, then I should be able to start. I'll let you all know about you know, where you can check out this book or this guide for having a distraction-free phone. I go into detail about exactly how I set up my phone, and there's other things that can come after that. So thanks again for listening. I always appreciate folks for leaving a positive comment, particularly on the Apple podcast app. That's always really welcome, you know, appreciated, really. If you leave a 5-star review and even just write something there. I do have a YouTube channel that I've tried to post a couple things this last month or so, and I've had some engagement there. I really do appreciate that as well. I've seen folks subscribing and commenting a little bit there and giving feedback there, because it's a great place to sort of give feedback, like what episodes you like, what, you know, what you'd like to hear more about, that sort of thing. So thanks again for listening. Take care.